The gospel reading today is our Lord tells Saint Peter, naturally, tells him that he is the rock upon which he is going to build his church. And when we stop to consider what that implies, the rock has to be impenetrable. It can't be a rock which is fragile, can't be a rock which is going to break easily. This has to be something which is solid, something which is going to be lasting, something which is firm and put right into the bedrock so that it isn't going to move no matter what happens. That's who Peter is to be. And it is precisely in the manner in which Jesus has stated to Peter that the understanding of who Jesus is was given not by any human means, but by revelation from the Father. So now we have to take that and put them together and say, okay, we all know that Jesus is God. That is revealed to us by the Father. Therefore, everything should be rock solid, right? Yeah. As we watch all these people walk away from the church who have proclaimed that Jesus is the Son of God, and suddenly we don't really want to believe this anymore. Or because there's this scandal or that, we're leaving the church. Or because this or that, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. Then did we ever? Well, where's the rock get its solidity from? Not through the knowledge that Jesus is Lord, but from the love of the person who is Jesus the Lord. That is the only place where that rock can be hardened to a point where it isn't going to break. It doesn't matter how much things are shaken, it doesn't matter how much comes against it. As the Lord talked about the house that's built on rock as opposed to the house built on sand, He told us that the floods are going to come and the winds are going to blow and all kinds of things are going to happen to the house. If it's built on solid rock, it's not going to be shaken. That's why St. Peter, even talking to the other elders of the church, is able to say in the first reading that after we have suffered for a long while, God will perfect, strengthen, and establish us. How do we know if we really love the Lord Jesus? Because I feel it? Ha! Your feelings are going to change 10 minutes from now. Feelings aren't going to get anyone anywhere. You only know that you love Jesus when you are willing to suffer with Him and for Him. And you only know how much you love Him by finding out how much you're willing to suffer for Him. And isn't it interesting that St. Peter would say that God will strengthen us, make that rock unbreakable only after we have suffered? That's the same for all of us. Yeah, maybe thanks be to God, the church isn't founded on us, so we don't have to bear all the weight of all the church. But every one of us is going to be tested. And the faith of every one of us is going to influence others, whether that's your spouse and children, whether that's your family members and neighbors, whether that's other people at the parish, whomever, wherever. That faith is still going to be tested. The rains are still going to come and the wind is still going to blow. How much do we really love Jesus? How firm is that rock? Because there are some rocks that are pretty soft. There are some rocks that are really brittle. There are some rocks that you can't use to build with. And then there are some rocks that are solid. If you want to be solid, it's all laid out what we need to do. We're going to have to suffer for a while. And through the suffering, God will strengthen us, He will perfect us, and He will establish us. He will put us in place, just as He did Peter. If Peter is going to be the rock on which everything is going to be built, it's the Lord Himself who put him right in the place where he needs to be. And because God knows you and me perfectly, He's going to put us exactly in the place that we need to be. So if that's the case, then we need to trust Him as He goes through the process of purifying us and strengthening us, because we don't know where He wants us to be. If you look at this building, you could say, well, maybe God wants you to be one of the foundation stones. Or maybe He just wants you to be one of the stones up toward the ceiling that doesn't really have to bear a whole lot of weight. We don't know where God wants you in the building. But we do know is that He wants you there. And the only way we're going to remain there is if we're there for Him. If we're there for ourselves because we think we're going to look pretty impressive and won't this be pretty and wow, this will be cool and people will think something of me, guess what? As soon as they put it in place, it's going to break. We need to be there for Him. And the only way we're going to be there for Him is if we love Him. So again, we can't love what we don't know, so we have to know Him first. God has already revealed that to you. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't know Him. But the question every one of us has to ask in our own hearts is, do I truly love Him? And how much do I love Him? When we look at the martyrs, they truly love Him with their whole heart and soul and strength. Do we? How's the prayer life? It's the only way you're going to love the Lord. It's the only way that relationship is going to be developed. It's exactly what the martyrs teach us. They don't suffer just for the sake of suffering. Their suffering is for a purpose. Their suffering is to unite them more perfectly with Jesus. And through their suffering, they're able to love the Lord Jesus more. And that's exactly what He wants from you and me. So as the church is now beginning to go through this time of trial, are we going to remain faithful? Now, if you sit back right now and say, absolutely, I'll remain faithful, when we get to the end, I doubt we're going to find you there. Because you're going to try and do it all by yourself, by your own strength, your own ability, because you got it. Isn't going to work. We'll find you out there with the rest of them. If you can look at it and humbly say, by myself, I can't do it, but by His strength. And if He gives me the love to be able to do this, then I can, but not by myself. But the love has to be there, because otherwise we're not even going to be willing to do it. So we need to praise God for the grace that has been given. But then now we need to ask God for further grace to be given. The grace is given to know Him. Now we need that further grace to get what we have in the head down into the heart so that we truly love Him. So that we will be faithful to Him no matter what. And after we have suffered for a while, He will perfect us, He will strengthen us, and He alone will establish us in the place where we have been created to be, in the place that is perfect for us, so that through that, we will give to God glory forever.